It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. What types of classical music pieces result in bigger audiences in the concert hall? And which ones keep people away? The answer might be found in a new study. In the June issue of the International Journal of Research and Marketing, Wagner Kamakura of Duke and Carl Schimmel of the Illinois State University use a sophisticated model to determine what audiences are willing to pay to see. The pair analyzed data from the American Symphony Orchestra League's Orchestral Repertoire Report. They found the following. 1. Less popular works by famous composers like Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky don't necessarily translate into higher attendance, except for Mozart. People are interested in hearing even his lesser-known works. 2. Less popular works written before 1900 have a stronger negative effect on sales than less popular works from after the turn of the 20th century. And 3. Contemporary music is the only category of less popular works that does not have a significant negative effect on attendance. Schimmel cautions that subscription ticket sales might show a very different pattern. The study only covered single-ticket buyers, but the subscription model apparently is slowly eroding, meaning the tastes of single-ticket buyers are increasingly important. Nothing in the Los Angeles Philharmonic's repertoire calls for 135-ton trains. But when Metro Light Rail cars start rumbling through a subway tunnel near Walt Disney Concert Hall where they play, concertgoers might be able to hear a little something train-like. Experts who know the hall's acoustics are worried that the listening experience in the main auditorium could suffer when subway trains begin running 125 feet below the parking garage in 2020. It would be a disaster for Disney Hall, said its architect, Frank Gehry. Subway planners have assured that noise won't be a problem, but a recent simulation conducted by the L.A. County Metropolitan Transportation Authority raised concerns. We are not about to do anything which in any fashion, however slightly, impairs or damages Disney Hall or any other feature in that area, Metro's Art Leahy said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet. It's an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.